Good morning. It's 7:38. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
All right, folks, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur, Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. They're hiring now. You're looking for a great career? Check out Specialite. You can grow with them. Your topic for today, what is one ordinary thing, quote-unquote ordinary thing, that you can't do, all right? Doesn't matter. You're a freak. You can't do it.
Ordinary thing. Hey, Amanda, come here real quick. I got one for her. All right, so today's topic, all right, is what is one ordinary thing that you cannot do? I'm going to have you do one thing into the microphone, all right? Whistle.
She's the one moved away from it. Come on, just do it.
I can't because you're making me laugh.
That's not bad. It's bad. Do it one more time.
It's not terrible.
I've heard a lot worse.
It's not. However, if she ever gets lost in the woods, she's in a lot of trouble, okay? Yeah. Tell her to clap.
If you get lost in the woods, you're in trouble.
Tell her to clap or something like that, because whistling, we're never going to find her. We're never.
Yeah. Dude, my whole family are whistlers. Dude.
Yeah.
She comes over to my parents. We're all just whistling, and she's, I can't do that. I just don't understand.
They were so disappointed when you married a non-whistler. Like, oh, I can't believe it. Our grandkids are going to be just garbage whistlers because of her. This is terrible.
Hope we don't get a dog. Yeah. Now you know why we don't have a dog.
You'd lose the damn thing. Come here, Fido. Fido. I don't know why he won't come. This is ridiculous.
Sucks.
Yes. Yeah, no dogs and do not get her lost in the woods. Yeah, that's, you know, I will say, though, I'm not that strong of a whistler. Like, sometimes when my lips are really wet, when I got moist lips, I can whistle okay, but otherwise, no.
I'm a whistler, man. I can whistle breathing in,
well,
can whistle with
look,
my tongue.
Hunter, we're not talking about great things you do. We're talking about things you can't do.
Fantastic.
So what's an ordinary thing you can't do?
You need a whistler?
I'm your guy. What's an ordinary thing you can't do, Hunter?
I discovered this one, and this was last year, all right? I'm with two of my buddies, we're in the Jeep, we're cruising around, this is midsummer, and get yanked, get pulled over, state boy.
Yep.
You know, he's looking to hand out some DUIs, man. He is on the prowl. It's probably 9:30 at night on a Saturday. I knew immediately what he pulled me over for, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we go through the thing, and he grabs my license, and I have to step out of the Jeep, and he's like, all right, you got to walk a straight line. Okay, let me start this off, Brock. I am 100% completely sober. 100% completely sober. Walk the straight line, heel to toe, 10 steps, turn around 10 steps. I couldn't get past three. I couldn't get past three steps, Brock. One, two, three.
Yeah.
And he's like, I look at him, he looks at me, and I'm like, can I? He's like, yeah, come on, try it again. One, two, three, boom. Almost fall down, and he's like, he has this look on his face like, oh, boy, you going.
This guy's, open up the back
goes
door.
Goes through the other test, pass the other test, flying colors, gives me a breathalyzer, complete zeros, and the look on his face was like, are you serious?
I think he was more
disappointed. Can you not walk heel to toe?
More disappointed that a grown man can't walk heel to toe.
Dude, the sad thing is I'm like, maybe I was just nervous. You know, I was a little nervous. Everybody gets nervous when you get pulled over.
Yeah.
Went home, tried it 10 more times. Can't do it.
You got them spindly little legs. You got them Tom Brady legs.
Know.
You can't do it.
Yeah. Can you do it?
Of course I can. You kidding me, man? I can shuffle a line heel to toe like nobody's business. I don't know.
I haven't good at hopscotch either.
Terrible at hopscotch. I can't do it. One foot in front of the other. Brian said you can't grow a beard either. That's the one normal thing.
Oh, damn you, Brian. Damn you. Actually, you know, it's not a bad thing, you know? Actually, it is pretty bad.
Oh,
it'd be nice to have a manly beard once in a while.
One of these days. Who knows? mine, I don't know if this is an ordinary thing or not, but I can't cross my elbows.
How did you even know that? How did you even discover that? Did somebody ask you?
Well, see, like, people, like, you know, you'll see people, like, cross their elbows and, like, stretch. I can get it halfway down my forearm. Right now, I'm trying to cross.
You know why? You know why? It's because you're shaped like John Cena. That's why.
Huge chest. Tiny little arms, all right?
He's got a 60-inch chest and 24-inch arms.
That's the problem, yeah. I look like Stretch Armstrong before you stretch out his arms. Kind of like that. Like a Teletubby almost. Like, yeah. So, no,
like
I can't.
He-Man down with broken arms.
Yes, I can't. Yeah, right at the elbow. I can't cross my elbows. I've never been able to, I don't think.
I see, man. Boom. I can cross these babies all night. I got a puny little chest, though.
You got that soccer player chest is what you got. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is an ordinary thing that you just can't do? We got some great answers. We want to hear from you. We'll be back.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty, good morning. 751 Brock Hunter.
Something ordinary that you're not good at? Being a macho man.
Being a macho man, so far from it. So far from it. No, buddy. One day. Yes, your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's an ordinary thing that you just can't do? We got some great answers on Facebook. April said French braid. A lot of girls can French braid. I'm not one of them. I don't know how to French braid. I don't know the difference. Is there a difference?
I know how to regular braid. That's about it, huh? One over the other.
I just know how to do ponytail. That's it. That's
a pony. It. Maybe that. It's because you had long hair and you put it in a ponytail before.
And I looked adorable. Let's see. Roger said an ordinary thing he can't do is remembering someone's name 5 minutes after meeting them for the first time. Dude, Roger, don't feel bad.
Sign me up on that one.
And for anyone out there, if I call you buddy or guy or pal, it's because I can't remember your name. But don't be offended, all right? I don't remember anybody's name, okay?
I pulled the trick the other day. I was talking with a person for a while, and my buddy shows up, and I'm like, hey, this is John.
Yeah.
This is my buddy John. So and then he's got to say his name, so I know his name. And I think he knew what I was doing, and he just kind of looked at me like,
no.
My name's Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. I just told you. Every single party, get together, anything, whether it's in industry or not, I always tell Kiki, look, you got to introduce yourself first, and I'll get their name, and then it'll stick with me, and then I'll forget it. So,
why is it such a bad thing? You know, like I think we can all agree that we're all on the same page here, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or is there that one guy out there that remembers everybody's name and ruins the curve?
There are people out there that can tell you, that's you got Mark, Jeff, Steve's second cousin, Gary. Gary's related. And it's like, what? Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying. Yeah. Me, I'm like, yeah, that's pal, that's guy, that's buddy, that's duder. Yeah.
To me, that's blue shirt guy, jean shirt guy.
Ponytail man. Ponytail man. He's my favorite. Let's see. Blake said ordinary thing he can't do is swim, and he can't hold his breath underwater.
You should probably learn.
Yeah.
That's one you want to know, man.
Especially where we live, next to an effing lake, Blake. What are you doing?
It looks like an ocean, you know?
Nah.
Might want to learn that one. Same.
Dawn can't wink without contorting her whole face. I'm a good winker. I can wink both. Yeah.
Every time I wink, I just think of George Bush. Remember how I used to wink all the time? It cracked me up so much.
The winking. There's something about a wink, a good old-fashioned wink that just, you're like, all right, I know what's going on.
I don't think you can wink like below the age 50. It's creepy below the age 50. When older guys that wink, I'm like, it comes with the age, I think.
I wink all the time. What are you talking about?
I know, and you're creeping everybody out. Stop it.
Especially when I got my mustache and I wink at people. They're like, all right.
Right.
All right, real rapey vibe you're giving off there.
Windowless van that says free candy.
Wink, wink. Let's see. Nicole can't roll her tongue with the R word in Spanish. That's tough, man. There's a lot of people. I remember sitting in Spanish class. Rojo. Perro. Yeah. I can roll mine. You could do a few, but let's see. Jared can't snap his fingers on his right hand. Can you snap on both hands?
Yeah,
can do that.
Snapper.
Jared, what an idiot. Jessica can't whistle. Sherry can't do a cartwheel. To be honest, though, Sherry, anybody past 10 shouldn't be doing cartwheels anyways professionally.
Well,
so.
I can cartwheel. I can cartwheel the other day,
but why? If I saw you cartwheeling, Hunter, that'd be the end of our friendship. What are you cartwheeling for?
Why?
Yeah, what are you cartwheeling for?
Now, you know why I cartwheeled the other day? To see if I could cartwheel. That's why I cartwheeled.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because I was sizing myself up. I'm like,
I'm surprised you didn't pull every muscle in your body when you did that.
You know what? I can do a cartwheel and I can still round off, bro.
Yeah, is that what it is? I don't believe it. Mm. If you tried to round off, your skinny little legs would just get stuck right in the ground like a lawn dart. Like an effing lawn dart. Right there. Carrie said the ordinary thing she can't do is burp. What?
Yeah, like on command or just, I mean, you got to burp.
Just in general? I don't know. She doesn't elaborate. God.
Probably on command. You know how people used to, you know.
Oh, there. I just worked one up there.
Can you burp on command?
No. I mean, I can get it enough. I do the, and like you get that deep, you know, that those breaths in, and then, yeah, I can work one out, but it's not good.
I used to be able to belch. You know, you suck it into your esophagus and burp.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think one time I did it, and I couldn't get it back out. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably the last
time. Yeah, it's probably the last one. Yeah, that hurts, man. It's like trying to fart, and it doesn't work, you know?
Just felt like I was full for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Sarah said she can't blow bubbles with gum. Rebecca can't roll her tongue. Can you do the hot dog? Does she mean the hot dog tongue? The mm.
The, I'm not, oh, I'm not the, as good oh, as that. The.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, you make your tongue into an O. You know, I can do the O, but I can't do the, like the people make an M, you know, or a W, whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amanda's doing it right now. She's got it. God, it's weird looking.
Of course she's she can. Of course she can do that with her tongue.
Hey, shut up, Brock. Why don't you. Shut up. You're damn right. Well, some jealousy over there.
Oh, my God. Tying cherry stems over there. All right, let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back.